Hey, Swim Discovery family. Welcome to the podcast designed to equip parents around the world to help their children discover how to swim. And welcome to part two of At What Age and How Long Does It Take for Kids to Learn to Swim? If you haven't already, go back and listen to part one, where Jim and Jeff break down a study from the Australian Journal of Science and Medicine in Sport to show us exactly at what age and how many swimming lessons it takes for each age to learn front crawl swimming. How many swimming lessons do you need at 2 years old, and how many swimming lessons do you need at 8 years old for each child to be able to learn freestyle? If you're joining us again, here's a little recap from that conversation.
It is July, and that means we are about halfway through the swim season and about halfway through the amount, the traditional length of time that parents are involved in organized swimming lessons. And so if you are listening to this podcast and your child is involved in swimming lessons, you got to ask the question, can your child swim yet because of those swimming lessons? And that really correlates to the second question, which probably I should have asked first, but nonetheless, is your child safe yet when they are swimming in your pool or your lake or going to any body of water? Are they safe yet?
You know, I don't think most parents get into swimming lessons with an idea of what to expect, or even with an end point in mind of what is safer, okay? So they sign up, they go, oh my gosh, my kid can't swim and they're not safe. I need to make them safer ASAP, which means I need to teach them how to swim.
And what this study found is age seems to be a driving factor for the rate of progression, meaning the more developed a child is, typically, on average, not in all cases, but on average, they will learn quicker. And I'll go one step further, most likely retain that information better.
And now let's jump back into part two of At What Age and How Long Does It Take for Kids to Learn to Swim with Jim and Jeff Wood.
Right now, swim schools pressure parents from the age of 6 months on, saying
some start at 4 months.
Four months. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get a little animated here because I can't believe it. And buyer beware to parents listening to this podcast. Pay very close attention to the next 2 minutes when Jim rereads this. If the average length of time for a 2-year-old to learn how to swim is 100+ swimming lessons, extrapolate that out exponentially for a 6-month-old. And then do not, I'll repeat it one more time just for emphasis, do not look at a certification for a 6 to 1-year-old, 6-month-old to 1-year-old, or 6-month-old to 1.5-year-old, where a program says you are certified drown proof. Do not take that and say my child is safe because they have this certification, which some programs at that age will give you. Listen very carefully to the length of time it really takes a child to be certified safer swimmers.
I would say independent swimmer, because I want to keep pulling apart that swim lessons safer kid bond, which I'll do a little bit more after I read through these stats one more time. Okay, so that was this study again by the Department of Human Movement at the University of Western Australia. What they found was that a 2-year-old takes on average 110 lessons before they're an independent swimmer, okay? That was about 3 years of development and number of lessons, okay? A 3-year-old, an average of 84 lessons and about 2 years, a little more than 2 years worth of swimming lessons to get to that point. A 4-year-old, 54 lessons and an average of 15 months, so a little over a year and 3 months. A 5-year-old, 38 lessons, about 10 months, and then it just goes down a little bit from there, okay? But most of the parents who are going to be listening to this, most of the parents who are actually in a rush to get swimming lessons, man, it's been crazy since we started the swim revolution in 2012. The number of parents looking to get their kids in earlier and earlier increases. But most of the people that are going to hear this have kids between the ages of maybe 1.5 or 2 and 5, and they're looking to get them in swimming lessons, okay? You're looking at a long-term commitment if that's the way that you want to go about it. Here's what else I'll say is, because like I said, I want to keep pulling apart at the seams of this. relationship that everybody thinks exists between swimming lessons and having a safer child. I want to do a little paradigm shift here, okay? This is, in my world, what swimming lessons are. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about why. Swimming lessons are meant to give kids strength, skill, and endurance, not to be safer, but to have fun in the water and enjoy a life full of water experiences that they build upon after they're 4, 5, 6 years old. They can keep enjoying those experiences and keep getting to be a stronger swimmer. I'm going to tell you something personal right now. My daughter is about to celebrate her 1 year birthday. I haven't taken her to a pool to teach her how to swim yet, nor will I. There's no need to. We get in the water all the time together, but it's to enjoy the water, not specifically to learn. I'm not looking to make her safe. I want her to really enjoy the water for everything it is and really learn to love it. I have no interest in trying to make her water safe by teaching her how to swim, okay? Here's why is, and I'm someone involved in all of this, right? I'm as deep as you can be in teaching kids how to swim and understanding the risks involved with not doing so, if you will. And here's what I understand to be true, okay? You can drown-proof a child or get extremely close to doing it. And it has nothing to do with swimming lessons. It has nothing to do with learning how to swim, okay? There's three things you have to do if you want to keep your child safe. Three, okay? If you own a pool, you have to put up a pool fence, okay? And I want to back up a step before I tell you the other two, actually. Here's the deal. No children drown when they're in adult-supervised water. Children only drown when they're in adult unsupervised water, okay? And if you want to be extra safe, it's you as a parent that has to do the watching, because I've seen other studies that show when it's not that adult's child, when it's not their child, they don't do as good of a job watching, okay? So it's better if you're a parent, you watch your own child. That was point number two, okay? Is that you got to put up a pool fence. Most kids are drowning in their own backyards, in a pool that they have. If you don't have a pool around, you don't have access to water, your child has a much lower risk of drowning to begin with. So put up a pool fence. Two, you have to watch your child like a hawk all the time. There's no excuse for lack of supervision when you're around the water. It's not the time to take, to put your, kick your feet up, relax and read a book, text on the phone. You can have a conversation, but your eyes have to be on the water the whole time, okay? And third, if your child doesn't know how to swim, if they're not a safe, competent, independent swimmer, you have to put them in a life jacket. Okay? Those are the three things. Learning how to swim doesn't fall on that list. Learning how to swim is about enjoyment, not about safety. Enjoyment, not safety. Okay? So that's where I fall. That's a personal opinion. I'm working very hard to start making that more and more evidence-backed, so that I can tell it to you as more than just a personal opinion, okay? I think the evidence is already there. I've stated enough evidence for you to be able to see that as truth, as fact. But at this point, that's up to you as a parent to listen to what we have to say or not. And if you want to stay in swimming lessons with the idea that you're making your child safer, you can.
Yeah.
But you're not really doing that.
Yeah, it tends to be, this is where swim school is generally speaking fall short in the education that they're delivering to families. Is they put out that study that says swimming lessons will reduce the risk of drowning by 88%. And so then parents are like, oh my gosh, got to get swimming lessons. Okay, now we're in swimming lessons. And then the education stops to the parent. They don't go and say that. And they might actually go, they might even backtrack and make it a little worse, which they say, hey, in our swim lesson, we're not going to teach with flotation. And what we are going to tell you is that putting your child in flotation is dangerous and lengthens the amount of time it actually takes them to learn how to swim, because it's not the way that they're learning in the formal setting. And so they're really doing an injustice to the parent, because the reality is what Jim just said. The only way to instantly make your child safer is if you've got a pool, put up a fence that latches from the inside, because children drown in unsupervised water and they gain access to unsupervised water. That's where they drown. And always, always, always be watching your child. That is how you make them safer. And you put them in a life vest when they are in the pool. Those are what make your child instantly safer. Okay. And that's what reduces the risk of drowning. And along that journey, it is our responsibility as adults to help our children learn how to swim, with those things still being constants, which are keep those three barriers, make sure they're always, always up and you're on top of all three. And in that process, teach your child how to swim. And then when we do all of those things, we're really setting our child up for being as safe as possible and being able to enjoy a lifelong relationship with the water, which is super, super valuable. So, Jim, let's pivot a little bit. So if parents are answering the initial question, which is, no, we're in July right now, my child cannot swim yet, what can we do? Okay. What can they do? What are some options that will speed up the process? Because another way that swim programs fall short is they don't help parents continue the progression for their children when they're at home. Because why would they? That would cut down on the amount of time that they're actually purchasing the swimming lesson from the swim lesson provider. So let's cut through that. And let's help parents. What can they do?
So look, at most learning how to swim happens at home anyway, even if you're in swimming lessons. And so the number of years that Jeff and I ran a swimming lessons program before we created a different alternative way for kids to learn to swim that's a little bit quicker, we always saw what we call learning explosions happening two times a year, okay? When schools had little breaks, like a week off here or there, and during summer vacation, when school wasn't in session. Why? Because kids were going on vacation where there were pools and they were swimming a whole lot more. Okay. How were they swimming a whole lot more if they didn't know how to swim? Their parents put them in a life jacket. They got to swim a lot more. Listen, when you wear the right kind of life jacket, not the kind that has the floaties on the arms, okay, that's okay for certain things, like the puddle jumpers or the water wings. That's okay for some things. That's not okay for learning how to swim. It's very restrictive, prohibits learning. A regular life jacket, it works. It helps kids learn to swim in conjunction with swimming lessons. But here's the deal. The technology of life jackets has improved so much that we have way better options than that now, okay? I don't think most coaches know these things exist because they're so hard-headed against life jackets that they're not even looking at what's available on the market, okay? We use special learn to swim life jackets that actually help accelerate how fast it takes a child to learn to swim at the same time that it keeps them safer in the water and actually gives them the freedom to move and play and enjoy the pool, okay? If your child doesn't know how to swim, you only have a couple options that allow you to keep them safe in the water. Life jackets are one. That's one option. But if your swim program says, hey, you can't use life jackets, well, now you can, I guess, hold on to your child the entire time or never let them leave the kiddie pool. They can't learn to really enjoy the water or practice their swimming if you're holding on to them or if they're not even in the big pool, okay? But if you put on a life jacket like this Learn to Swim life jacket, they put it on, they can get in the water. It's like the training wheels on a bike, okay? It keeps them safer so they can do the thing. They don't have to think about falling or sinking. They can just focus on having fun. And here's the other really cool thing about doing it this way is water is a fantastic swim coach, okay? There's a cause and effect relationship that happens spontaneously and kids pick up on it automatically and coach themselves through learning how to swim. It's like this. If you have a child that can, they're supported in a life jacket like this Learn to Swim life jacket, they get in the pool, they start kind of pedaling their legs a little bit or doing these little paddle swim scoops and they're not moving in the right way, the water's going to let them know instantly. They're not going to be able to get where they want to go. And believe me, kids want to play. When they see a pool, They don't see a pool like you see a pool. They see a water playground that's inviting them to play. And so they want to get out. They want to get out and play and have a great time. They don't want to be restricted. And so when they're not moving well and they're not going anywhere or not moving as fast as they want to through the water, they start making automatic adjustments to move better so they can swim faster and have more fun playing, okay? There's nothing that has to be done to teach them these basic water skills like paddle swimming, treading water, breath control, going underwater, jumping in.
Whoa, what did you just say? There's nothing
they don't need to be trained on those
things to teach them how to do that? That is a very profound statement. And if you were sort of dozing off in the middle of this podcast, now's time to doze back in. I don't even know if that's the statement you want to use, but Jim, say that one more time. That is so impactful.
Yeah. When you set kids up in this way, they don't need to be taught anything. You don't have to teach them anything. A coach doesn't have to teach them anything. They can learn how to paddle swim, tread water, go underwater, hold their breath, jump in, swim with objects, which, by the way, swim schools don't like to teach kids how to swim with objects. But hey, when they get to your pool, that's all they're going to be doing is swimming with toys. So why aren't swim schools setting them up to know how to do it properly? I don't know. We do. We encourage you to do it. All you have to do is put them in one of these learn to swim life jackets, give them a toy and let them go play. They're going to learn all of these things for themselves. Okay. They're going to discover how to swim these, what are really the foundational, essential, safer swimming skills, I guess, if we're going to call them that. I mean, these are the essential swimming skills. And look, I, before you go, Jeff, I'm not hating on swimming lessons totally. Like, I do think there's a time and a place for swimming lessons, but I don't think it's at the learn to what I call the learn to swim stage. Okay. It's for the swim team prep stage. And we need to make a distinction there. Okay. If your child, once they know how to do the paddle swimming and the treading water and the back floating, all of that stuff, once they know how to propel themselves through the water and they have the endurance to do that for as long as they want, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes at a time. Yeah, swimming lessons are great to teach them freestyle, backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke if you want them to learn those skills or if they want to learn those skills. But that's swim team prep. That's not learn to swim. So, Jeff, I just wanted to say that, but yeah. I know you had something you wanted to jump in with too.
Yeah, well, I just want to emphasize one of the examples that you gave there because I think it's really, really important. And for some reason, we get a lot of pushback on this concept that kids, until parents actually do it, then they're like, oh my God, this is amazing, revolutionary. And it's like, really, it's not at all. It's actually very basic. And when you think about it, you know this to be foundationally true. So let's just pull back in the example one more time just for emphasis to realize that this isn't an out there concept. Really what's out there is the fact that swim schools are continuing to push the fact that once a week swimming lessons with three or four kids in a class is what's going to teach your child how to swim. That's what's out there. What's not out there, and Jim, you touched on this, you said putting your child in a learn to swim life jacket is like putting training wheels on a bike. Okay. Now let me go a little bit deeper into that example to pull it all together. You would never, as a parent, go to Google and say professional cyclist to teach my child to ride a bike. And you would never find any kid bike lessons. You would never find a professional cyclist who is going to come teach your child how to ride a bike, right? You wouldn't do it. What do as a parent? You put training wheels on the bike and you say, son or daughter, I need you to just go practice, ride it, feel the balance, feel the bumps, know how to turn, understand what pedaling does. And through that practice, the child is going to learn what it is to ride a bike. Okay. And then eventually we take
and they think they're playing the whole time anyway. You're right. Not even really saying practice. You're like, hey, have fun.
Right.
I'm going to be here if you need me. Go Correct. Have fun.
And yeah. What that's a really important point. I'm going to be here if you need me, right? Parents will always watch their child practicing riding a bike because why? Most of the time they do it on their driveway and there's a busy road in front of them. And so parents are looking at it saying, that's an unsafe situation. I'm going to make sure I watch this the whole time. No way. That's just like putting your child in a learn to swim life jacket where the life jacket is the training wheels. Okay. And the bike or in the water is the driveway. And we need to watch our kids just like we would, because it's a dangerous environment. So these are not revolutionary concepts at all. When we put our child in the Learn to Swim life jacket, Jim, you touched on, you said freedom to move. That means that your child will they can move around the swimming pool. They can understand what it feels like to move their arms through the water. They understand what it feels like to grab a toy and to try to swim with that toy. Swim schools don't teach that because they say, well, we don't want to reinforce bad behaviors, which is we don't want to teach a child to grab a toy in the pool. Well, I mean, come on, people. Kids are going to grab toys when they're in a swimming pool. Like, this is like swim 101. It's pre-swim 101. It's like the prerequisite to even that whole topic. If you're going to be a swim school owner, you need to know that kids are going to play with toys when they're in the pool. That's part of the experience. So we're not teaching a child to grab the toy, but we're preparing them when they do. And so the freedom to move allows them to do all those things. And it's through that practice that they propel their learning, okay? And that practice is so important because the driver of progression, listen very carefully, this is a very important point. Learning happens through the practice, not through the swim instructor, okay? And not through your once a week swimming lessons at your local swim school. So the more your child can practice, the more that we're able to combat the statistics that we talked about earlier, which is 100 plus swimming lessons to get your child to learn how to swim and to be safer. You can greatly reduce that number by putting your child in a Learn to Swim life jacket and allowing them the freedom to move and to get that exposure and to practice learning how to swim.
I would say you could eliminate that number. I would say don't even do swimming lessons. I would say put your child, grab one of those Learn to Swim life jackets, put your child in it, let them play. And what you're going to do is you're always matching them with what I call the sweet spot of learning, which is it's just the right amount of challenge and just the right amount of help to keep learning accelerating, to keep it moving forward. Okay. Kids need to have some challenge. They need to have some help. This gives it to them. It's the perfect amount every single time they get in the water, okay? Now, we talked about Learn to Swim life jacket, and I just want to wrap up this conversation. I'm going to talk about what this is, how it works, and then what Swimmable Kid is, and how we're going to help you achieve all of your goals, which is a safer kid instantly who's learning how to swim at the same time, okay? We're the only program that can do that, period. Here's what a Learn to Swim life jacket is, okay? Standard life jackets are built as one piece of flotation foam. So they're great for safety, not great for learning how to swim, okay? Once your child gets through those initial, the first few days in the pool where they really need that full support of a life jacket, it becomes too much. It becomes prohibitive. It makes it so they can't keep learning how to swim, okay? It's restrictive in that way. Great for safety, not great for learning, okay? This Learn to Swim life jacket we keep talking about is built with 8 pieces of removable flotation foam, okay? That's really important because what we would do is start kids out in a full vest. As they play, they learn. Once they build the strength, endurance, and skill to make them a little bit safer, a little bit more reliant on their own skills in the water, we remove a little bit of flotation and keep them going through the process, okay? They need less to stay safer. They still need some. They need a little less help. And so we give them a little less help, which gives them a little more challenge. It pushes them a little bit more to develop and get to that next stage where we're going to remove a little bit more flotation, okay? Now, look, I know that might sound a little bit confusing for parents. And in fact, these Learn to Swim life jackets tend to be a little bit confusing for parents, but that's where we come in with Swimmable Kid, okay? What we noticed, we've been using these things for a really long time. Ever since we started our swim school, we've been using Learn to Swim life jackets, okay? They're fantastic. We've helped thousands of kids learn to swim with them. They work, period. They're amazing training tools. Over that time, we noticed that there's really two types of parents who want to get one of these Learn to Swim life jackets and go out and do it on their own without help, okay? There's overeager parents who tend to remove flotation too quickly and too much when they remove it, and they can put their child in more of a dangerous position again, where the child doesn't feel supported, isn't supported, they're not getting the help they need, they're getting way too much challenge, right? So not enough help, way too much challenge. That's an overeager parent. They want to get their kid out of the vest as fast as possible, okay? Then there are the timid parents who are very scared to remove flotation, sometimes don't end up removing flotation, and so they keep their child in this state of way too much help, not enough challenge. So we're not helping kids learn in that way, okay? We can make you the third type of parent who is always keeping their child in that sweet spot of learning with just the right amount of help and just the right amount of challenge, okay? And so what we do with Swimmable Kids, we guide you through the entire process. We hold your hand the entire way so you never have to guess when to remove flotation. Your tendencies to want to remove flotation too fast or not at all go away because we guide the entire process. We do that for a lot less than swimming lessons too. I mean, we didn't even talk about the price of swimming lessons today. It's really expensive, okay? Let's just say that. You're going to spend anywhere between $500 to $1,500 on the first 6 months of swimming lessons alone, okay? With Swimmable Kid, if you become a Swimmable Kid member, it starts out at $20 a month. You have to purchase the Learn to Swim life jacket, but then it's $20 a month, okay? We hold your hand the entire way. Not only do we tell you when it's time to remove flotation and how much to remove, but we also give you exclusive access to a members-only Facebook group. We also give you exclusive access to a virtual swim test that keeps us up to date with your child so we always know where they are so we can give you the help you need. We also do free video analysis. So if you are a member and you send us a 30 to 60 second clip of your child swimming, we'll send you a video back telling you what we see and what you can do to help your child along, okay? We do all of that. That's all included in the $20 a month. It's an insane value. You might not even use all those things or need all those things, but they're there if you become a member. But it definitely removes all of the confusion, makes you extremely confident, as all of our parents who use the program are, at knowing what they're doing, making sure that their child is always staying safe and learning how to swim at the same time. Okay. And like I said, Swimmable Kid is the only program out there that can do those two things for you. And that's make your child instantly safe and help them learn to swim at the same time.
So we'll reiterate, I'm going to pull this all together and then we'll wrap this up. So this was not swimming lessons. This is swim discovery. Okay. Really, really important. During this entire conversation, our goal is to pull apart the seams, the narrative right now, which is that swimming lessons are what make your child safer. This is not swimming lessons. This is swim discovery. And this allows your child to be instantly safer. And we're the only program in the world that can make that claim, bar none, hard stop. So let's get back to the...
Yeah, Jeff, hold on. Really quick. I just want to tie a bow on that too, because that's my bad. I didn't bring that up. Here's the deal. Swimmable Kid is part of our Swimmable company. It's a product. It's what you purchase. It's your membership, right? Swim Discovery is our trademark Learn to Swim process that we've been talking about for the last 30 minutes. And so if there was any confusion there, I apologize. Swimmable Kid is the product. It's the membership. The method that we use is our trademark. It's only available through Swimmable Kid, and it's called Swim Discovery.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the beginning and let's just reiterate what we have done inside the last hour or so in this conversation. Okay. We kicked it off with, is your child safe yet? It is July. It is so important that we get to start or we have answered that question. Is your child safe yet? And can they swim? And if they are involved in organized swimming lessons, what we have done inside of this conversation is show you that the length of time it takes is way too long inside of organized swimming lessons. And so we have to present an alternative method that parents can use to make their child instantly safer for the remaining portion of the summer, and how they, or what they can do to start reducing that length of time to reduce the total investment and make their child safer. Reduce the length of time that their child's in swimming lessons. What you need to do as a parent is you need to put your child in the Learn to Swim Life Vest, which we have for sale at swimmable.com, and then get into the swim discovery program through Swimmable Kid and make your child an instantly safer swimmer. And make sure you have a pool fence. Make sure you're always watching your child when you go to a pool, and put your child in a life vest. You do these things and your child will be instantly safer, and you'll have an enjoyable remainder of the summer swim season.
And summers to come.
And summers to come. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is so easy to get signed up for Swimmable Kid and the Swim Discovery Method. All you have to do is go to swimmable.com, click on the Swimmable Kid logo, and inside of that, just put the number of kids that you have that are going to be learning this method. And then from there, we'll instantly send you what you have to do and how simple it is to get started. It is a very, very easy process. And enjoy the experience. You can be in the water with your child this entire time, and you don't need to know really anything about how to teach a child how to swim, because the water is the teacher in this experience. And that's it.
No experience required. If you can stand up in the shallow end, that's all you need.
That's all you need to do. So everyone, we drop a new podcast every single Monday. So check out the swimmable.com podcast. It's called the Swim Discovery Podcast. We drop a new episode every single Monday. This is jam-packed with free information that you can use to make your child instantly a safer swimmer, reduce the amount of money that you're spending on organized swimming lessons, because it's outrageous how much this costs. And we're going to give you an alternative method that is very, very simple so that your kid is an instantly safer swimmer. Jim, I've enjoyed the time that we've had together. This has been an hour long of just jam-packed information. Thank you for everything that you've spat out. And until I see you again, my friends, safer swimming.
And happy swim and happy swim discovery.
We pulled it together. All right, take care. Have a good day, everyone.